Gemara quotes the opinion of Rabbi Shaul, who says mitzvah chalitza kedemes the mitzvah yibum. And again, the Mishnah, basically what we're trying to contend is that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shaul, not according to the Chachamim. But this concept of lahokim lahokim shem b'Yisrael is the simple pshat. When you read the pasuk, it would seem to be not even a makom lehistapik, that the whole idea is to essentially, we're trying to the extent that we can, to use the term memorialize, if I could use such terminology, to memorialize the person who was nifter, and it's Ayidei Mishpachat Hames, and it was known before Matan Torah. The Ramban in Chumash writes that the story of Tamar and Yehuda is founded upon the concept of Yibum. So the Ramban writes, Yibum, the Ramban writes that the Yibum, Kedem Matan Torah, existed. That's what Rashi mentions actually in Chumash, when Yehuda tells Einan, Bo Leches Achicha, V'yabi Mosa, V'okim Zera L'Achicha. He tells Einan, his son, after the death of Er, who was the Bechor of Yehuda, V'okim Zera L'Achicha. So there's a question which is discussed, even though Rashi mentions there that it's based on Yibum, and Rashi says something very striking, which I thought it would be good to mention. Rashi says, Shehabein hanolad, the child that's born from this union, yikori al shem hames, which seems to be Rashi saying halacha, that you have to call the child that's born al shem hames. That's how you go and hopefully perpetuate the name of the brother that was deceased. So the Ramban, in fact, the Ramban right there on the spot, how could that be, the Ramban says? There's no mitzvah. What does it say in the Gemara here in Yevamos? That there's a mitzvah to call the ben shenolad min hayavim b'shem ha'achames. The Gemara discusses this on Daf Chav Dalet.
Yehuda didn't do it.
What was that?
Yehuda itself did not
do it. Oh, okay. But here, if you take a look at the sugya here, on Chav Dalet with Aleph, Ein Mikra Yetzeh Midei Pshuta. What's the Torah in Pasuk? Al Shem Hames. Yikori Al Shem Achiv Hames. V'lo Yimach Shmei B'Yisrael. Seems to be Mamish Pshuta Shem Mikra. And the Gemara here, if you take a look at Chavdala Vadaf, if you have the sugya, right? 1 second. The Gemara at the beginning.
Where?
Chavdala. Yevamos. There is a Mishnah Mitzvah Begadol Diabein. V'im Kodam HaKotan Zocha. And then the Gemara says, quoting Sukkim, Tana Rabbanu V'Oya B'chor Mikan Shemitzvah B'Godol Liyabim, and then Asher Teled Prat La'ilanis, She'en Yoledis, Yokum Al Shem Ochid D'Nachala, Ato Omer D'Nachala, O Engla L'Shem Yesev, Karin Asav Yesev, Yechanan, Karin Asav Yechanan, Nemar Kan Yokum Al Shem Ochid, B'Nemar Han Al Shem Achim Mikor B'Nachalosam, Masham Omer L'Nachala, Avshom Omer L'Nachala, V'lo Yimoch Shmoy Prat L'Soris, Omer Rova. So here's the part. Ava got the bechalat harukulei mikra yetsim de pshuto. Ocha so exer shava afikti mi pashti the gamri. Vi lav zer shava hav amina shem shem mamish. See the Gemara, you see, entertain this possibility. And that's the word Rashi says, Rashi and Chumash. And here the Gemara clearly indicates that even though ena mikra yetsim de pshuto, we don't assume that that's going to be the situation over here. Now it could be that Rashi does not necessarily mean, Rashi and Chumash, doesn't necessarily mean that when the child is born, we're going to actually call the child Al Shem Achiv Hames. But it just means that the child that will be born will be considered to be Kahakomas Hashem Shel Ach Sheniftar. That's what it means, but it's not to be understood in a literal kind of way. Even though, what?
Is it wrong to name the child?
Oh, so that's the question that people ask. So the Ramban, first of all, the Ramban has there, he claims the whole thing is a Soid Godel. Again, it's hard to understand those Rambans, especially they, what? Pshuto Kamashmo, transmigration of souls. That's what we're talking about. So it's a different Indian. That's why he claimed that Onan, who was aware of this Sod, that's why Vayeda Onan ki loy loy yiazora al pisod. That's how the Ramban understands it. He knew lo lo yiazora, Vaya, as the Torah goes on to say, that to be miyabim tamar would have been a kiyam of lolo yazara, a pisod, whatever that means. Okay, anyway, but I'm just saying the it's clear that there's an Indian gadol. Anyway, I don't think there's any chiyuv to go and call the child by the same name. What?
It's against
an Indian. Okay, but you see from that sugya chav dalid, the Gemara clearly understands.
Against Chazal to do it.
So it might be against Enochanam. It might very well be against Chazal.
But,
I mean, also the Ramban, the same, the Ramban in Chumash also has the same idea. He mentions it with reference to Boaz and to Rus. There also, the Ramban claims, the Pasuk says, Zeis lefanim Yisrael, ala gula v'ala tamura, to do that maiseh, it means using the Yibum Ayidei B'nei Mishpachat HaMes, and as long as there's no Isur of She'er. Okay, but I'm just saying that it's clear from many Rishonim, if you learn the Rishonim and Yavamis, it's clear that the mitzvah is Lahokim La'achiv Zera, in order that you should be Yokum Shmo B'Yisrael. The Ramban writes that we know the Halacha. It has to be a relationship that will be Roi to have Lahakom HaZera. I mean, that's the simple pshat in the pasuk. Other Rishonim say no. Other Rishonim assume that the idea of a Yavam taking the Yavam as a wife to be Mekim Lo Shem, not necessarily for Hilada Zera Sheit Yachis Al Shmo. You take a look at the Sefer HaChinuch, and also in the, I think the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, also write like that. In fact, I'll just show you. Sefer HaMitzvahs, so the Rambam's Loshen, all this, Rabbi Munitz is to pave the way for Rabbi Kivege. That's my real interest. But they're frightened. I don't blame them. I'm also frightened. Anyway, so if you look here in the Rambam, just have to find which mitzvah it was. It was Resh Tesvov, if I'm not mistaken. So the Rambam writes, well, Resh Tezayin. He shetzivonum, lios hayovam, nesias eshes ochiv, shemesel niach zera. Wa mori yisale, yavam yavo yalea, kvaris baru dini mitzvazu, maseches yavamas. You know, basically the ikur mitzvah is the kinyan that the yavam does with the yavimto, marry as his wife. And again, the achrenim have a long discussion here that if, let's say, the yavam lives with her without being kona her as a wife, without edim. So now the question is he mekayim the mitzvah of yibum or not? Perhaps she requires chalitza, not to be mutar lashuk. There's a whole discussion, actually we spoke about this in another shia that I gave, because of Rabbi Asger Shlita. Namely, in terms of the chila between erusin and the suin. And there's Rab Chaim about this. Rab Chaim talks about the fact that yibum doesn't require edikiyum. I don't know if you were there for that year, but Ersin requires, Nisuin does not require Edikim. Yibam also does not require Edikim, because Yibam is already a Zika. Once it's already a Zika, so maybe there's some sort of a Kenya that's taking place.
If it's an extension of the original?
Correct. And just like Nisuin is an extension of the Ersin, and the Ersin is a Chashem Mishpat aspect that requires a Kenya, that's the first mission in Kedushin. Yibam does not require Edikim, that's what Abchaim says, and Nisuin doesn't require Edikim, Abchaim says. And so he also in a similar kind of vein. Okay, I'm just this is just by way of a little hakdama to this, which I'm going to hopefully talk about today. This in general, a shaila, whether chalitza is considered to be a kinyan or is chalitza a ptur. I mean, there's a famous Yerushalmi. What?
Before you leave,
yeah, yeah.
In terms of Rashi and Ramban, can we not make a clear distinction between alshen and dishen?
Okay, I think that I like that. I like that distinction. Al Shem Achayim Yikor Ben Achalosan, as opposed to, what does the pasuk say here again? Yeshu Achim Yachto B'mei Sechon Me'em B'en Ein Lo. Lo Siya Eish Samei Sachutza Lizor, Yevam Yavor Elayu L'Kacholo L'Isha V'Yimba, V'ya B'chor Asher Teled Yokum Al Shem. Here it says also, Al Shem Ochim Ameis. Correct, not B'Shem. And Echonami, that's correct, that's for sure.
And the minute you saw this, if somebody dies, required not to call him by exact.
That is correct. Even though, again, people often ask me that question, is that Me'ikra Adin or is that a Chumrah? I'm not sure what's Me'ikra Adin. I'm surrounded by Rabbi Yasker, by the following Kasha, which bothers people more than Boira Daraisa, and more than, not Bishol Drabonon of Shia and Chazorah, but Bishol Daraisa, namely, all the Chumas of Yudah Chosid. Left and right, not a week goes by where people don't ask me regarding Shiduchim. The name is of a similar nature, of father-in-law, mother-in-law, etc., etc. Mamish, in the last 3 weeks, five people have asked me this question in this shul, and should we go to the shidduch, not go to the shidduch? So Mamish has a famous tshuva, and that's how, I mean, I'm a terrible litvak, but I hear in my family, there's the distaff side. They are very into Avir HaChosid, and the other side is not. So Ramesh writes, if you're makbid about it, then you better worry. If you're not makbid about it, you don't have to worry about it. So they asked me, what does that mean? What does that mean? It means if you're a Litvak like me, like Halta Litvak, these things don't bother you. Who's that? Otherwise, what do? I tell them, use the middle name, use the English name, use the nickname, use some other kind of a surname. That's why you're not in violation of this Avir HaChosid, if it's so difficult for you. Okay, I'm just back. So there's a chilek, no doubt, between Al-Shem and Bishen. I mean, Al-Pidiktuk is a chilek. It's an obvious chilek between the two. I could dash it at that, but that's not my intention this morning. Okay, so there's a question regarding Chalitza, whether Chalitza is a Kenyan. This is actually a Machlok Zamaroyim in Yerushalmi, whether it's a Maisib tour or no, Chalitza is a Kenyan. Ki'ilu, the Yavam was Kona HaTchila, there was a Maisib Kenyan, and now through the Chalitza, you are in effect patering her. It's Mamish Yerushalmi.
So it's not a Kenyan.
What? If you okay, we need discussion, but that's not my interest today. I just wanted to soften the blow that we're about to engage in. So, the reason why I chose to discuss the topic I'm going to discuss, you have it here on the Maran Mekemes. I'm going to go very slowly. Okay, so this way, hopefully, no one will be Mitzvah Hashem flummoxed by what I'm going to say. So we have, that's an English word. So you have in the Mishnah tells you that Chamesh Yisrei Noshim, Petrit Saroseim, Vitzoros Saroseim, and Achalitzim, and Ayibim, Atzei Fa'olam. The Mishnah has the list. So now the Gemara, and Av Gimel, Amid Aleph, the Gemara learns out, means if one of the women is an Erva to the Yobam, so the Gemara quotes a Pasuk. The Gemara here actually, the pasuk is found actually on Daf Gimel, on the base. Take a look on the Minani Mili. Master Kasha, it's line number 7. Minani Mili, the Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara quotes here, Abraisa. V'isha el achosa lo sikach. This is the din of achos isha. Torah says that you can't marry achos isha. It's a very strange pasuk. The achreinim, I'm talking about Achreinim and the Parsha, have a field day with this Pasuk. The Pasuk is so cumbersome and so difficult to understand. That part we understand. The term Kicha is a Lashon of Kedushin. Kicha, Kicha, Mr. Ephraim, the Gemara Tvah Masachas Kedushin uses that Lashon, Kicha, and it's also found, taste a number of times in Shas, Arayis. Also, V'isha She'ikach Es Achesed Basov V'Basimoy. The psukim in Achremes Kedeshim, also Lashon Kicha. But here the Torah decided to go and add the following language, Litzror. We have no hasoga what that word means. I mean, we know what the word means. Or do we? Litzror. I don't know, how would you translate the word? If you forget about this context for a second.
Hatred.
What was that?
So
where are you? Oh, so that's one translation. What was it? I'll get into that in a second. Correct. Ki Homer ben Hamdasa Hagogi, so rare kola Yudin. Where the Ramban, the Ramban discussed this a few weeks ago. The Ramban in the Hakdomba, Bamish to Meseches Megillah. Long, long Ramban. He's got a whole historical tapestry of why the people from Tesvov are essentially going to be the way our Soveshka is going to see the Ramban. They're going to be punished for their wayward behavior because they thought they were protected by virtue of the fact they were within fortresses. Namely, they were in walled cities. So therefore, they don't have to go ahead and celebrate Bichlal Purim. And then later on, the Chazal decided, no, Zalo Beseder. So our Soletzik understood they were niknas. They were punished. Anyway, Tzorer, Kol HaYehudim, the Ramban is Bedayik. That's what the Pasuk says in the Megillah. That they're included. Don't think that she should somehow they're in impregnable fortresses and they're not involved in this Bichlal. Okay, that's one translation. Secondly, what Rabbi Yaskin said, Tzor Hamor Do Dili Ben Shada Yolin. Tzor is actually Lashon Chibur. That's how Befarshim bring down. The word in Hebrew. I'm talking about what? Kesef Tzuros, correct. Ab Gemaras. So the word actually, Litzror, means to bind together, to be Mechaber. It's used in modern Hebrew. That's correct. See, Rabbi Muniz knows Hebrew. He keeps telling me he doesn't, but he knows Hebrew. He's like an Israeli. He's a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, so the Litzror is a Lashon of Chibur. Okay, there are other... It's all connected. Everything's connected. There's no question about it. Anyway, so here this term, we don't know what it means in this context. That the Torah says, that Isha l'chesel l'sikach Litzror. What does that mean? In this context. Litzror, mainly Yasema, you want to create, let's say, a Chibur. Was that okay? Legalos ervasa olea b'chaya. Now, there's Rishonim point out here, and Rashi points it out, and other Rishonim, the word olea is unnecessary, clearly unnecessary. Litzror legalos ervasa b'chaya. Yes, the Gemara olea matamaleima. So now the Gemara makes this gzera shava. Fishenema yavama yavay olea. Ulekachala the isha biyiba. That's also a pasuk that needs careful explication. Yavama yavo olea. Why did you have to say that? Why is that word necessary? And also the Lashon of Yavo Aleha. The Rishonim actually point out, it's mentioned already by Rishonim, because there's already a Zika. And that's why what's left is simply an act of Bia. That's all that's necessary. Yavama Yavo Aleha. There's already a connection between the Yavam and the Yavama. Ulekachalo Leisha Beyibma. The Lashon of Lekacha comes after Yavo. That's very striking because, let's say, in Chai Sarah, that Vayivia Yitzchok Ha'ayala Sara Imo Vayika Chesvivka Vatilo Leisha Vayeavera Vaynachem Yitzchok Hare Imo. So there, the Torah uses Vayave Yitzchok Ha'ayala Sara Imo. Okay, what we know the drashas of Chazal Rashi quotes it on the spot, and then Vayika Chesvivka Vatilo Leisha Vayeavera. But normally Kiika Chishisha Kicha comes first, and here the Torah presents Yivama Yavo Yaleha because there's already a connection. And then, following that, ulekachala, which the Gemara dashens also lisha biyimba. So here the Gemara says, so since it says yavam yavo aleh, shomei ani afil abachas mikol arayis hamuos batera, correct? I would have thought that in a sense that they are noifel the yibum. So even achas me arayis ne'makan aleha, v'ne'mal lahan aleha, mal lahan b'mokam mitzvah. Dafka was a mitzvah yibum, avkan b'mokam mitzvah. Omer achmanu lasikach achayis ishtoi. No. And that's, of course, the makor, as the Gemara says over here, the makor for this entire Mishnah is the language that's found here by Achos Isha. The Gemara actually goes a little bit further. Just read one or two more lines. Vein li Elohi, Achos Ishtai. What about Tzarasa Minayin? How do you know that Tzara is also included? Tamadayma Litzuar means Litzuar basically Miloshen Tzara. That's a Chiddush. Litzuar is Loshen Tzara. Where do you see that? The Meiri has here a whole discussion on this. Where do you see Tzara in the language of Litzror? We just translated it a moment ago as either Lashon Chibur or, as we said, Tzorer Kol HaYudim. Where do you see Lashon Tzara? What? Oh, so that's a pshat. Tzar. Tzar means that, I don't mean Tzar, Tzar, Tzadik Ayin Reish, which also a Tzara could also be, but Tzar in the sense of Ish Tzar Ve'oyev, Haman HaRazeh. The only question is, whether, what's the shorish of this word? Litzror. The pashas is the tzora is tzadik resh resh. Okay, erechonami. So that's what they talk about. That's what they discuss. That's how they compare it. The Miri says, lo tzora. He takes the word and divides it into two. The Miri is meridika chidushim here in Yavamis and Bechlal. So that's what he's trying to figure out, how this word is connected. Anyway, so the Gemara says, v'en liel tzorasa, tzoras tzorasa minayin tamolema litzror. Oh boy. Two reishes. So we got two reishes, and therefore that now includes what? Not just the tzara, but tzara sarasa.
Which means it's tzara, not
tzara.
Just
say that, okay.
Said, tzara,
1 second, so the, what was that?
Lamed Aleph.
He said, La Tzara. That's what Meiri writes here. Uh-huh. Meiri takes the word Litzror. The Gemara wants to derive Tzarasa Minayin. Tamalama Litzror. Abu Shtetas. Where does it say that? So he says, La Tzara. Lamed Hey. I mean, it could be Lamed Hey, Lamed Al. There's a whole Asik about that. But anyway, the next part also is relevant. Engli Al Tzarasa. Tzarasa Minayin. Tamalama Litzror. Two reishes. Below, what does it not say? It should have said Latsur. How would it be written? Isha lachoisa losikach Latsur. What would that mean?
Same thing.
What was that?
Same
thing. Tzara Yehuda. Ah. Isha lachoisa losikach Latsur, the galos erbasa. How would you translate that?
To constrict.
That's kind of constraint. That's correct. Latsur. Correct. Latsur ala ear. To lay siege to a city. What? Okay. Again, all this is, Aksava Kabbalah, the Malbim, they are having a field day on this whole sugya. Unbelievable what I saw. Astounding. Anyway, good. So now the Gemara says that it doesn't say there are two rashes. What? Okay, good. Ain't sayar kelokeinu. The Gemara brachas. I'm just saying that. So, but that's a drasha already. It's a drasha of Chazal. It's not the simple pshat in the pasuk. So here he says litzroa v'lo lotzur. And the Gemara goes on. Engli alachos isha that it says olecha shar rais minayin. So the Gemara has a very important statement. Ma'achos isha miyuchedes erva v'chayav and alzayin akores means in bo olecha v'yal shigasa chatas. That's in general. Whenever a person is chayv kares v'meis, it's a b'shogi chayv chatas. Asur liyavam av kol shi'erva chayav and alzdein kares al shigasa chatas asur liyavam. And then the Gemara goes on to discuss tzorosei minayin. Okay, so now so the Braisa here clearly has derived this, as I said, from the pasuk of Aleha, and the p'tur of tzoras erva from this isha lachesa l'sikach litzror. And the Ptur of Tzaras Tzara, from the fact that we have two reishes, Litzror, and doesn't say Lotzur. So far, this is what the Gemara says. Now comes Rabbi Kivega, and this may be the most famous Rabbi Kivega in Yavamas. Certainly one of the most famous. It's found over here in page number one. I put an arrow here. Rabbi Kivega asked Akasha in the Mishnayos. I'll just say over the kasha, then maybe I'll read it. Why do I need another pasuk? Yes, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Namely, where I have an extra resh to pater tzoras tzarasa. That the Gemara used this litzror and not latzur to pater tzoras tzarasa. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, we already dashin from latzur that tzoras erva is pater menayim mechalitza. That means the erste tzara, the first tzara. We already dashed in that. So if that's the case, in Mele, the Tzaras Erba HaRishayna becomes Eishes Achiv Shalabi Maka Mitzvah. It's an Eishes Ach Shalabi Maka Mitzvah, which means she herself is an Erba of Eishes Ach. So every Tzaras Tzara should also herself be a Tzaras Erba, namely a Tzaras Eishes Ach Shalabi Maka Mitzvah. So what do I need? Another drasha. We'll read it inside. Look in the bottom. I put the arrow there. Hodolai, going on to page 2. Hodolai Chashiv Gamkein, he has a long thing here. I'll read that part also, just to get into the question. Hodolai Chashiv Gamkein, Eishes Ochim Me'aviv, Vayinu Begavda, the Masisim, the Kamon, Per Gimel, Maitaima, Shemes Ochiv, Nofel Afonav, Achais Ishto, Vachakach Ameis Ishto, the Sulo Asira, Mishum achis ishto, v'yapkin asura lo, kevin nesu lo sho achas. Im ken asura lo, rak mishum eishes ach mi'ovi, v'yachach nesu achu v'meis pater sarasa. Yeah, that's not what I'm interested in. I'm interested in the next part, starting in the wide line. The kushali. Everyone see that? The kushali, I should have circled that. The kushali, the lamait sarach kro, the tzaras sarasa. Why do I need a pasuk for that? Ha hatzara hanifteres below yibum, nishar lo b'isur eishes achim mi'ovi. V'hi atzma erva. She herself is also an erva. Mele, tzaras tzarasa. Yitzaras Erba, the Eish Esochi, Me'ovid. Yitzarachir. And that's why Rabbi Kivege basically asked the following kasha. The Gemara learned that we just saw on Dav Gimel from the Pasuk of Aleha that an Erba to a Yavam, so there's no din of Yibam Mechalitza. And the Ptura Tzaras Erba, we learn out from the Litzroar. Isha Lachaisel Losikach Litzroar. And the Ptura Tzaras Tzara from the two Rashes of the Pasuk of Litzroar. Rabbi Kivege asked, who needs another Pasuk? Why do I need these two rashes of Litzroar? It's not necessary. The pater Tzaras Tzarasa. Since we already dashin, he says, from Lotzur, that Tzaras Erba, the original Tzara, the first Tzara, is Patam, and Adim Mechalitza, Memele, that Tzaras Erba HaRishayna is Eish Esochiv, Shalom HaMakom Mitzvah. Mitzchia Sobz an Erba of Eish Esach. So every Tzaras Tzara herself is a Tzaras Erba. Is a Tzaras Eishesach. Shalom HaMakom Mitzvah. What do I need an extra drasha for? One drasha should be enough to pater Tzaras Erba. And all the Tzaros, Tzaroseim, Atzeif HaElam should be, in effect, Tzaras Erba themselves. So Rabbi Kivege brings from a Rashi and Davches. Now that's Kedai to see that Rashi inside. That this is a complicated Gemara. I don't think the Daf Yomi got to that yet, did it? This week? Anyway, so on Daf Ches, you'll take a look, you'll see. Yeah. So, again, that's the din of, that's Mamish the Mishnah.
So now, what happens next?
So she's, the Mishnah says that, why she's Pata, from Yibam Mechalitza.
She got married to someone?
Yeah, anybody. There's no din of Yibam Mechalitza, period. So Allah is not applicable. I'm going to show you on Daf, that's the basic din, I think, in the Mishnah. I assume that's the Halacha. But on Daf Ches here, it gets a little bit complicated. Kivag quotes this Gemara, that Rebbe argues with the Brice on Daf Gimel. The Gemara on Daf Ches in the base here. Rebbe darshins Tzaras Erba from another Pasuk. If you look on the bottom of the page, maybe I'll just, I don't know, let's learn it. Gufa, you see where it says Gufa? It's about 20 lines up from the bottom. What? The two dots, thank you. So the Gemara says here Gufa. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe has a different drasha than the one that was quoted in Daf Gimel on Beis. He learns that Tzaras Erba is pater from another pasuk. And what's the pasuk? Ulik kacha, as we'll see in a moment. The Gemara says here, Gufa, Rebbe Omer, velokach ulik kacha. Beyibem beyibmo. Lesser tzaros varayos. That's the makor, according to Rebbe, that a tzara is part of Yibam v'chalitza. Basically, how's he learning it out? The extra hay. Ule kacha. That's how the Gemara says, v'lokach ule kacha. Could have said v'lokach.
How would it be?
Okay, how the exact Russia is derived, that you have to look in the... Okay, but you have to see, that's what the Ksav HaKabbalah of the Malbim discuss. What an extra hay does. How we derive from an extra hay.
Extra.
What?
Yeah,
it is extra. What?
It's a meal. You mark this one and not another.
Okay, Besedi, you can learn it like that. They have several explanations, but some learn it's the extra hay. Very simple. Yeah. What's the problem? Lokach is fine. Or even the other lashon that the Gemara quotes here, v'yibeim. What does it have to say? V'yibma u'lekacha lo or v'lokach lo v'yibeim. Why not? Why not? That sounds fine to me. Okay, you don't like it because you're into probably, but absolute diktok. But yeah, there are several possibilities of what this is. They discuss it. The Ksav HaKabbalah, the Malbim. But anyway, here he brings a different pasuk, a different Rashi.
Rashi is beferish.
Correct. Rashi is beferish like that. Yeah. So Rashi is on Amud Aleph. Oh, very good. Excellent. That's what Rabbi Yazgir said. Thank you. Shekach. So anyway, the Gemara quotes this, and the Gemara now, the Gemara goes through a whole song and dance, which I don't want to discuss right now. It'll get us far afield. But at the end of the day, the Rebbe Shita is from this pasuk. The Chachamim learn out something else. You look now about 8 lines up from the bottom. Another halacha. And the other lashim, lekacha lo lisha biyibma al korcha. As we know that yibum works al korcha. So he learns out from this pasuk, Rebbe, he's cholik on the Brisa of Gimel. The Brisa of Gimel quoted, as Rabbi Kivega mentioned, the pasuk with reference to, as we saw, biisha lachaisa letzigo litro the galas erbasa lebechayeha. And here, he learns out from another pasuk, ulikachalo leisha biyibma. If not, that means if you read ulikacha, that all these women that the Mishnah is talking about, there's a mitzvah of yibma. But if he doesn't take one of these women, let's say she's an erva, then you're potter from all the tzaros that are in this house. So the Gemara goes on to explain, here again, on davches amibes. The Gemara said that this statement that was made by Rebbe, the Gemara says that this statement, that's what Rabbi Kivega here is also discussing. Namely, this statement of Litzror, according to Rebbe, that I just cited, Rebbe is cholik on the Braisa and Rav Gimel, and learns that from this pasuk Kacha, is only according to Rav Shimon. Only according to one daya, according to Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon is found in the Perek, which is called Dalad Achin, here in Yevamos. So Rabbi Kivega here points out, if you read it, I'm just reading from Rabbi Kivega, that the pasuk of Litzror that's used by Rebbe is according to Rav Shimon, who says in Perek Achin that if I have shtei achoyos that naflu, that they become yevamos to two brothers that died. Rav Shimon says both of them are potter ben achalitzim and ayibam. He learns that from the pasuk Litzror. But again, this drasha, says the Gemara, and says Rabbi Kivega, is only according to Rav Shimon. It means this drasha of Rebbe, Uli kacha lo leisha biyidma, patas the tzaras erba from yibim chalitza. But it doesn't explain here, the Gemara on Daf Ches, according to Rebbe, what's the makar that tzaras tzara is part of yibim chalitza. The Gemara that we had on Gimel on Beis gives us a source for tzaras tzara. But here the Gemara, 1 second, here the Gemara does not provide a source according to Rebbe, who has this new explanation. The Gemara does not provide any source. How do we know that Sarah Sarah? Why can we not learn it out from this pasuk? Ulikacha lo liisha v'yibma? Because, as I said, that's not really what the pasuk comes to teach you. Pasuk comes to teach you, as Rebbe says over here, that ulikacha, an erva, is in effect going to pater all the tzaras, but there's no makar here that tzaras tzara is going to, in effect, also be potter from yibim chalitzi. You don't learn it out from uli kachalo. Mashen ken, the pasuk of litzror is being used here, says Rabbi Kivega, for Rav Shimon Shita. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says this on Chesam Abeis. It's a very complicated Rashi. If you look on Chesam Abeis, Rabbi Kivega quotes this Rashi, where it says im ken. See where it says im ken? It's approximately also from the bottom of the, it's next to where it says on the side, near the Hagol Sabach, a few lines above the Hagol Sabach. Everyone see that? I'll read it very slowly. It's a very shver Rashi, a very difficult Rashi. The Rashi comments over there, Imkein dahai ulekacha legufe hudasa, neimakra balokach, mai ulekacha, the mashma, the shtayim, nafulo, Meyachiv, Amr Rachman Uli Kacha, La'achas V'Lodeshtein. Only one, not two. Rashi continues, Ikarinan Uli Kacha, Bechol Chada Minayu, Sharyin Kol Chada Minayu. Each one, or one of them. Bilo Karin Uli Kacha, Bechol Chada Minayu. Gigon She'achas Erva, Tavayu Asur. If you don't read it with this kind of reading. And then Rashi goes on.
The whole chada means both must be eligible.
That's right. Both have to be eligible. Exactly. Then Rashi continues. V'tzaro sarosei nami mehocha nafka. This is an important Rashi. This is the Rashi I'm going to focus on. The Mishenafalo Tsaras Erva Me'achiv HaRisham. Once the Tsaras Erva was no fairly Yibum, V'nidcheis HaErva Mimenu Nesra Olav Eilamis. Why? V'shum Eishes Ach. That's why the Tsaras Erva, once the Erva is Nidche, so she also is Aser as well. V'shum Eishes Ach.
Which is not one of the 15.
Correct. Not one of the 15 mentioned in the Mishnah. Now she falls to the second brother. But he had Isha Acheres, and then he dies. The Chaz of Anafla of Nezer, Lo Karinim Bebezo, Shenesu Alav Ule Kacha. Hilko Travayu Asurim, Vechein Lo'ilam. So this is what Rabbi Kivega here cites. He cites this Rashi. That essentially, every tsaras tsara is in reality a tsaras erva. It is tsaras ervas eshesach shelo b'makom mitzvah. So that's what Rabbi Kivega basically asks. Why is there a need? Going back to the beginning of Rabbi Kivega over here. So he's asking, why is there a need? Rabbi Kivega says, even according to the Chachamim of the Braisa and Dav Gimel, who needs an extra pasuk to pater, as I said, a tsaras tsaroseim? Every tsaras tsara is a tsaras erba. Tsaras erba of an eshes ach, shelo b'makom mitzvah, as Rashi said, according to Rebbe, and therefore, there's no need for another makar, for another source. So this is what I want to discuss. This of the Kivege, it's on my mind 50 years, and anytime I learn Yevamos, I come back to the Kivege. I'm going to make a number of suggestions. Now, you'll probably knock down every single one, I suspect, but I'm just going to tell you what my thinking is on this matter. Yeah, you wanted to...
The fact that Eshesach is not mentioned in the Mishnah as one of the 15 arayis, does it tell us, because why isn't Yibum the paradigm for Aseh Dov HaLosas?
Right.
So clearly something about Yibum, it's not that it's Doche, the love of Eshesach, it's that there is no love of Eshesach.
Okay, that's a discussion.
You know, right, but that also kind of addresses this question, because you can't put Eishes Ach into the same category as the other 15 mentioned in the Mishnah. It's a separate within the
Baruch Shekivanti. That's how I'm going to start. I'm beginning with that. It's almost so elementary, my dear Watson, what you just said. I don't even know what the whole discussion is. Rashi over here on Daf Ches that Tsaras Tsara is Potter because it's Ervas Eishes Ach. The reason why this is not in sync with the Brisa and Daf Gimel that dashes it from the pasuk of Isha Lachesa Loisikach, because there the Gemara says very clearly, here on Daf Gimel, the Gemara says that Dafka Arayas that Adome to Achos Ishto. That is the source, as the Gemara says at the very beginning here. Arayas that Adome to Achos Ishto. We learn out from there, it's part of Ibn Chalitza. So therefore, Eras Eshes Ach is not Dome to Achos Ishto. And that's what Dr. Mazankis is pointing out, that Eras Eshes Ach is totally different. In and of itself, it's not a Ptur, because Eshesach, that's the mitzvah of Yibam. Ein lo bonim, if there are no children, that is exactly what we're making the mitzvah with. Dafka with Eshesach, that's the terrors of the Torah, Eser Dechaloysa say, that's this whole sugar of today, Dalet and Hay, etc., etc. So Dafka, when do we say there's a Ptur of Yibam Chalitza? When you have a Tzora Le'erva Acheres. Midin Tzora Se'erva. That's when there's a Ptur. It is not Deme Bechlau to Aches Ishtoi. Aches Ishto is a Tour b'fnei atzma is an independent kind of tour. Even when she's not a tzara, tzaras erva acheres. You hear? That's what Dr. Mazankis said. What? By the way, it sounds like a kind of hutra d'chuya, but I want to go even further to that. I want to prove this, if you don't mind, that later on the Gemara has, I saw the din of tzaras islanders. We had it here also. On daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Gemara Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. I think so also. I have a few rayas to this. I'm going to get to them, hopefully, before I'm supposed to finish. But there's a Rav Asi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph that I saw, that he's talking about the bottom of the page. The Gemara discusses Tzoras Islanus. Tzoras Islanus is Osir. Why is it Osir? Islanus, of course, is someone who's not capable of... of giving birth or having children, correct? The pasuk said, "V'hoya b'chor asher tele, prad la'ilnish eni yoledes." So Rashi there says something very striking. If you look in the Russian of Rashi on the Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Ramaslil Shenema v'hoya b'chor asher tele, b'ruya lele, prad la'ilnish, says Rashi the following. Everyone see what I'm reading? It's on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It's below the Hagos Habach, about four or five lines in the Rashi below Hagos Habach, where it said Lekamen Yud Gimel Kuv Zayin. The Rashi right below then. You see that? Shenema b'hoya b'chor asher teled on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Beruya leled prat la'ilnis. So Rashi says here, v'kevim diptura kaima olea be'esh esach v'tzarosa tzaras erba. Correct. That's Rashi Lishitaso. So it's very fascinating that here also it's not dome to Achos Isha. Achos Isha is a p'tur ba'atzmusa. It's an inherent kind of p'tur. Masha'en ken Ervas Eishes Ach is not a p'tur, only potter because she's an idleness, because she's not capable of giving birth. So therefore, when we say that the way the Gemara said earlier, that you need, it has to be Doma L'Achos Isha, that's only in this respect, that this woman does not require the Koch Erva of a second woman to pater her. And that's why, according to Rav Asi over here, that idleness is Doma L'Achos Isha. Idleness also becomes an Erva Eishes Ach Shalom B'Maka Mitzvah. Be'atzmusa. The Gemara Dashan hit the Pasuk. She's not capable of giving birth. You don't need the Koch Erva of another woman in order to pater her. So that's the chora, the portion of teretz, Rabbi Kivega's kasha, what Dr. Mazenka said. Ain't no dame. So I have to, Rabbi Soloveitchik said many, many times, there was a guy in Ashir, there was a big Rosh Shira today, an Ilugotsu. He used to try to answer all Rabbi Kivega's kashas. Every single time Rabbi Kivega, whether again Ashas or the truth of Rabbi Kivega, and even Rabbi Kivega says, Vashem Yore Einai. So Kanirah, he was Zaycha to Hashem Yer Einav. You know who he is, Rabbi Yazga. Only you know who the famous Rosh Hashira. Anyway, so
probably, but I don't know.
You know of him. I don't know him personally, but I know him personally. It's an Iluyotzu. One of the Iluyim that came out of Asal Eshik Shia. So the Rav got once so exasperated with him and said the following. You know how you're able to answer Rabbi Kivega's kasha? It's Pashin. You just change the Hanocha of Rabbi Kivega. If you change the premise, okay, you can answer the kasha. But if you operate with his premises, the Eisen the kashas, Nishtokin Tirutzim, that's what Soloveitchik said.
That's exactly what Rav Chaim would do.
By the way, there's no question about it. Rav Chaim did it all the time. Okay, but I'm just telling you what he said. So, Rabbi Kivega clearly held, he was not happy with your teretz, b'mchila. Why was he not happy with your teretz? Because that which we require, that has to be doime to Aches Ishto, I would say that's a gether in the erva itself. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's a gether of erva that it has to be an erva, the way the Gemara says over here, what we just saw a few moments ago. It has to be an erva, the Gemara said, that what? Shechayovin, that the Gemara says, Shechayovin, I was doing the kores, v'shigas v'chatas. But it doesn't have to be, doing the lachas ishto, in the sense that it should patter, even when it's not a tzara of another erva. I'm trying to defend Rabbi Kivega. So, did an erva. That's apparently what he held. Okay, but this is one mahalach to. I think that this is a very basic mahalach, that is a distinction between something which be'etzem is a peiter and something which not be'etzem is a peiter, and that's how you answer. That's why the Gemara has two totally different sources, one on Daf Gimel and Beis, and the other on Daf Ches. Now, I think there's another mahalach that one could also, it's not exactly the same, I'm not sure this needs a formulation, I didn't have a chance to formulate it probably properly, but I'm going to try to explore it with you. What is this tour of erva? That erva, we just said, is potter min ayiba min achalitza. Is it the isur erva? Is that the poter over here? The fact there's an isur, or is the etzem shame erva is the poter? Namely, when we say over here that if it's an erva sheish bakares, it's not necessarily because of the isur, but dafka. Erva sheish bakares is called an erva that patters from ibn chalitza. That's the mashmos of the Gemara here. When the Gemara says over here, ma erva, ma achisushum yuchedeshi erva v'chayav nazdein akares v'ashigas achatos. Here the Gemara on Daf Gimel and Beis So too, the Gemara says that applies. So what does that mean? Does that mean the fact erva sheish makaris is not because of the Easter per se, but that's called an erva. Erva by definition is erva sheish makaris, but that which patters is not the Easter erva. The gufa erva patters from the zas hakosim. Means you could say either it's the Easter erva, or you could say it's the gufa erva itself. Now, if you say, I'll tell you what the nafkamina is. If you say like the first tzad that we're talking about, that it's not the Issa, the second tzad, it's not the Issa erva that patas from bim chalitza, but it's etzem ha-erva, so then the chorek could be miyashev, the kasha here, or Rabbi Kiva again. Means if not for the extra pasuk, that tzoras tzora is patas from bim chalitza, I would have thought, when the Torah says, when the Torah is megale, that there's a mitzvah of yibum be'eshes ach, b'mokam mitzvah, then there's a gili akra, that there's no erva of eshes ach, that patas from yibum chalitza. So the havu would be, the havu mina would be, that hu adin, eshes ach, shalom b'mokam mitzvah. Like, tzaras tzara, doesn't patas from yibum chalitza, because the Torah said, this erva does not patas from yibum chalitza. Because it's the same erva, bein b'mokam mitzvah, bein shalom b'mokam mitzvah. The zelva erva, what's the difference? Whether it's mokam mitzvah, shalom b'mokam mitzvah. So that's why they need a pasuk to patter you, tzaras tzara, for another reason. That she is a tzaras tzara to the erva harishena, that was an erva acheres. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying. You don't. I'll tell you why I'm saying this, and I'll show it to you in a few moments, that... Let's start with the other side. Okay, the two tzadim are the Isur erva, that is that which the Yisrael Aptur is the fact that there's an Isur of erva. Now, if you say that, if that's the point there, then when is there an Isur of erva? Dafka? If it's not, if it's a Mokka mitzvah, there's no Isur erva. That's what the Torah said, the mitzvah of Yibum is supposed to take place. So if there's no Mokka mitzvah, there's no Isur of erva, it doesn't patter. But it's not a giloy, b'mokam mitzvah, but there's no iser, doesn't patter bim chalitza, but it's not a giloy of eras eshesach, shalom b'mokam mitzvah, that ikah, that there's an iser which doesn't patter. Dafka, where there's no iser, then we say it doesn't patter. Mashen kein, if there is an iser, then I would say that iser erva patters. The other side is to say that it's the etzem erva itself, that's the yisoid abtur, means... Why does the Gemara say here, and Avdilam Abez, you need an erva sheish b'koris? Not because of the Issa, but rather, dafka erva sheish b'koris is called erva. That has a chaloshem erva, the pat of Yibu Chalitza. No, I'm saying, but it's not that the Issa erva is the pat there. That's not what pat is. The gufa erva.
Because it's
also, no? So let me now try, just translate it further into this, to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, maybe you'll hopefully have a better understanding. When the Gemara here, on Daf Gimel, we're trying to reconcile the two Gemaras, the Brais and Daf Gimel, and the Rebbe and Daf Ches. The Brais and Daf Gimel holds, what is the Peter? The Etzem Chaloshim Erva. If the Etzem Chaloshim Erva is the Peter from Yibim Chalitza, not the Yisur Erva, that's why I need a separate pasuk to pater Tzoras Tzora. It's not enough that the Ptur is because it's the Tzoras Ervas Eshes Ach Shalom B'Mokam Mitzvah. Because the Havamina would be, there's a Gilei Akra that this Erva of Eshes Ach does not pater at all. That's why I need a separate pasuk for Tzoras Tzora. That's only assuming what? That it's the erva, the chaloshem erva that patters. However, according to the Gemara that he quotes here on Daf Ches, Rebbe, what does he hold? What's the poter? The isur of erva. So that's why there's no gilui of the pasuk that eshes misha who shalom b'mokam mitzvah, that there's no gilui that she would not patter. I would say dafka b'mokam mitzvah, where there's no isur, then you don't have a tour. Mashen in shalom b'mokam mitzvah, where there's an isur, vadei poteris. And that's why Tzoras Tzora, you have to patter because of what I just said. Because Rabbi Kivega says over here, mitam that it's a Tzoras Ervas Eshes Ach Shalom B'Mokam Mitzvah. That's what Rashi says here. I don't know if you see this distinction. You don't see it. Okay?
If it's not
B'Mokam Ervas,
then it doesn't start. Why would you go to...
It's clear, Rabbi Kivega, okay, maybe I'll discuss it further now. I'll add another aspect to it. But Rabbi Kivega himself... when I'm looking here, he to him it's pashut. But what you're saying basically that even the brisa and Daf Gimel, that what's the poiter from Yim Chalitza to you? It's pashut the Isur Erva.
There's an Isur. I'm not sure what the.
What the other side is?
It's just a Xeris
question. Yeah.
See, if you look at the Lashon of Akiva Eger, I got this from Akiva Eger. That's where I took it from. I don't know if you... I read Rabbi Akiva Eger. Okay, can I... Look at Rabbi Akiva Eger. His Lashon is on the first wide line. The Kushali, I'm reading that line again. The Lamai Tzorech Kro, the Tzorah Sarasa, Ho Hatzorah HaNiteres B'lo Yibam, Nishar Alo, Be'isur Eishes Ochim Eovim. That's where I got this from. He doesn't say Stam... that nishara eshes ochim me'avim shlabim makom mitzvah. He said be'isur eshes ochim me'avim. What does he mean by that? A rabbam shlita. What's meant there?
She's an erva.
Atzma.
That's right.
This lady.
Okay.
Is an erva. Never left that status.
That's what he's saying. It's dependent on the isur.
Okay. So now, can I tell you what my thinking is? Now you're gonna have. I'm gonna have a field day if you don't mind. That's what I quoted here also. This is Noget, other sugyas I'm learning in Kedushin. I want to know what prevents the Tfisas Kedushin. Is it the fact that there's a, as I said, the Isur of Kares, of Erva? Well, no, the Etzim Din Erva. One second, let me tell you where, what am I thinking. So the Gemara in Kedushin. What? Okay, say that. But the Gemara in Kedushin there has a limud. The Gemara has to learn, I think it's on Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara has the limit over there in Kedushin that a Yavamba's nicknames Bebiya. Even though the Pasuk says, Ula Kacholo Leisha Beyibma. So how do you know what Kenyan is supposed to be extant? What Kenyan is operative? So the Gemara doesn't have a Pasuk. Ula Kacholo Leisha Beyibma means beside the fact that the mitzvah of Yibam is Bebiya, you need a Pasuk that the Yavamba's nicknames Bebiya. Otherwise, how would you know that? Gemara Daf Yigimel Mabez in Kedushin. But the Gemara actually learns on Daf Tesla Mabez in Kedushin that B is a Kenyan, because it says, Ki kachi shisha uve Allah. But that's a regular marriage. Mashenk, in the case of Yibam, the Gemara learns out, Daf Yigimel Mabez in Kedushin, that a separate limud from the Pasuk, that she's nicknamed Bebiya. So now, the question is, why do I need a Pasuk? A Yavama, as far as I know, the Torah says over here, she's mutter to the Yavam. There's no Isakaris. So why should she not be Nikta Bebiya? Whoever is mutter is Nikta Bebiya. Why does the Gemara need a Pasuk to show you that she's Nikta Bebiya, the Yavama? So the answer is that list Lechara has arrived to this Chakira that I'm now clearing. One second. That it's not an Isur Krisus that prevents the Tfisas Kedushin, but the Shem Erva is Mufka from Tisa's Kedushin. So the Havim of the Gemara was, I thought, that still the Yavama has a Shem Erva. What Shem Erva? Eshesach. She's an Eshesach. She has on her the Shem Erva. If she has on her the Shem Erva, so the, even though it's true, it's Mutter, and it's a Mitzvah for him to be Miyabim her, Bebiya, but the Havim is the Shem Erva, Eshesach, is still on her. And he's not Kona her, that it should be a Tisa's Kedushin. That's why I need a Pasuk, Shem Yavama, the Bebiya. I don't know if you like it, but I think it's correct. So why did Gemara need a pasuk there? So the reason why I say all this, I found the Ramban. This I found there a long time ago. Ramban here is on page number 3, and I've been a Zohar. Ramban actually, it's really quoted in Yavamis. This Ramban on Daf Tzadiches. I made a mistake. I said not a Zohar. It's on Yavamis. So on Yavamis Daf Tzadiches, Ramban here discusses. It's a long Ramban. You'll have to, if you have a chance, to look at it inside. The Ramban here says that he brings a Rambam Shita. He quotes it on page number 4 in the lower left-hand corner. Varav HaMesha Asfaradi. He quotes here a Rambam, that the Rambam says that when Rava in the Gemara Yavamis is Memai, the Kurna Akiva, Chameisai, Lacha Misa Sishto. Chameisai, which is the mother-in-law, after the death of the wife. So the miyat, he says, is only misreifa. So he writes here on the bottom of the Ramban, going on to the next page. The miyat is only misreifa, and the miyat is not from Karis. The Ramban is cholik. The miyat is from Karis as well. Ramban says it's only an Isur of Azhara of Oru Sheikhim Chaisantai. That pasuk over there. So the Ramban writes, and Afkamina, between his sheet and the Ramban, is there Tfisas Kedushin Bechamaisai with one's mother-in-law after the death of one's wife? According to the Rambam, she's still Bekaris. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. There's still Chiyuv Karis. According to the Ramban, there's no Karis, so there's Tfisas Kedushin. What's the Machlokes? What's that issue? Chamaisai achar misas ishto. The Rambam says there's no tefillas kedushin. It's still chiyuv kares. Aruv shechev imchaisantoi. And the Ramban disagrees here. He said no, there's no kares. That's tefillas kedushin. So I'm saying, but let's say if there's no kares, so but is there a shem erva? That's what you're arguing. Our Mishnah said there's a shem erva b'chamaisai. She has a shame erva. Even according to Ramban.
His wife dying, no
okay, so you're arguing that the pasuk of Oro Shoichev and Chesanto doesn't make a difference. Ben Kaida Misa Shesh Bakaris, Ben Lacha Misa Shesh Bakaris. You hear Dr. Mazenkis? That pasuk, Rabbi Munitz, that pasuk of Oro Shoichev and Chesanto, that's the question that he tumults on here. What does that pasuk refer to? So the Ramban says, Ben Kaida Misa Shesh Bakaris, Ben Lacha Misa Shesh Bakaris. There's no hafkor of the Shem Chesantai. That remains. The Shem Chesantai. And yet there's Tfisas Kedushin. Mashma, what prevents Tfisas Kedushin? The Isur Karis of Erev. That's what I thought of Kivega meant. I don't know, you're on the hymn, Rav Shimon. That the Isur Karis of Erev is Monea Tfisas Kedushin, not the Etzem Erev. I'll give you another example. Well, you don't like the second side, I see. It's pasha to you that it's the Isur Erva that is that that's
Rabbi Kivega. I just don't understand.
But I'm showing you the Shem Erva, correct? I'm using an example of Chamaisai. Chamaisai la Chamisa Sishto. Does she have a Shem Erva on her or not?
Does she have a Shem
Kosan? That's a Machos, he's Machos Ram Ramban. His wife died. Yes, go ahead. I'm saying Balabatis, that's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Derek Marshall, Mitum Vital. You come to a point where something can be Mitame something.
Yeah.
But that something is only puzzle.
Right. The chiddush between Tumma and puzzle.
Right?
Right. That's so, the Gemara, we just had it.
Right? So, here you
can't keep track of all the, only you guys keep track of all the Gemaras. Yeah.
So, Balabatish.
I mean, like it's let's say Kachim and Truma. Right. All goes to Shlishi and Kachim goes to Revi, so it's only a Paisel. Doesn't right. Not Matami. Okay.
By the Eishesach, she's enough to be. She's the Etzem Erva, right? But when she touches the next one, it's not, she's not the Etzem Erva anymore. She just has that. She's been contaminated.
Okay.
She's possible.
Okay.
Derek Marshall to Mentara.
Okay.
She doesn't carry forth the same level, the same power.
But she has her own Erva.
She is also.
She's her Erva. She's married to the guy's brother.
But the question is, how did she get to be an Erva? Only because the Erva of the first one rubs off on her.
No, I disagree. It's not the...
Of course she disagreed. Those are the two studded.
No, but I'm saying the first wife has two problems. She's Eshesach and she's Bita, let's say. The second one is just Eshesach, but that's also an Erva. So she has the koach to be, so to speak, to be Pogeya on the next Sarah because she has her own Erva. Her Erva is she's Eshesach. It's also an Erva. It's not one of the 15 listed in the... But it's certainly not for Eshesach.
Yeah, but it's... But it's only a problem within the context of the fact that as an Eishes Ach of this, it's not that her problem isn't that she's an Eishes Ach.
No, that's a very good question. That's
her problem is that she is a Tzara. As an Eishes Ach,
that's not the question.
It's not a problem.
That's okay. Maybe it's a question.
Right?
She has her own problem.
Right. So
that's the question.
Right. That's what he's asking. That's why Bikir goes to Gasha. Right.
Yeah. So what I'm saying,
she has her own issue.
Trying to right. Say, if you change the assumptions of Rabbi Akiva Eicher,
right, right, that's what we're doing.
You want to change
Correct, I want to change the assumption. That's what I'm doing. Okay, I'll find some other examples that's come in my head to explain that second tzad of okay, but now it's going to get a little bit complicated. But so look in the Rashi on Daf Gimel. I thought Rashi also on Daf Gimel and Aleph, where Rashi says Divya Amasla, where do I see Mishum Hochi? Rashi is actually Mishum Hochi Tana Potros. You see that Gemara there? So Rashi says over there, Gemara is Akasha. Ma'iria. So Rashi says Mishum Hochi Tana Potros. The E Tana Oisrois. Mashma shehabas oisarta olav likach. The kavachem shom makam mitzvah. That's what oisrois implies.
Okay.
But Rashi says, "Avo paitres le mashma lo mishtamei yisura mishum tzaras shabas el abas paitres miibum biyisura shochiv alo mimela." That would be yisura eshes ach. Sheesh labonim umishum eshes ach hu demitzah shom makam mitzvah. Like yisura eshes ach alo shaya. Rashi also seems to say, what's the point there? The Isur Ha'erva.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
That part, that's how you understand. Okay.
What's Erva Shlomo?
You see, when the Gemara says here on Daf Gimel again, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, you need a pasuk of Litzror to pata Sarah Sarah. And the Torah is not because it's Sarah's Erba, is Sarah says Shesach Shlomo Mokam Mitzvah. So I want to know, now that we have a pasuk, Litzror, correct? The Gemara has a pasuk, that Sarah Sarah is pater. What does it mean? That the Zasakasa tells us that Sarah's Erba is pater, mitam, Erva's Shesach Shlomo Mokam Mitzvah, or it's a new Erba. Tzaras erva patas atzayv
oila. That's what you're kasha, no?
Yeah, that's his kasha. See, the tesis also, if you saw, I don't know if you saw the tesis atzayv oila on that base of an aleph. So here, that tesis also is bothered by a kasha. On the bottom, where is it? Atzayv oila, the second tesis in the masechta. He asked the kasha over here. Since the Mishnah mentioned tesvav noshim that patas tzaras erva sayim, what do we need atzayv oila? Quotes the Gemara is elsewhere in Shast where you have this language, and we don't know why you need Atzeif Ha'ila. So the re-answer is over here, that since we learn out of Torah of Tzara Tzara from Litzror to the two Rashis, so I would have thought, both Pater, and no more. And now if the Lima is from Litzror, to teach you that even Tzara's Ervas Eishasach Shlomo Maka Mitzvah also Pater. So the question, what's the Habami there? It doesn't Pater Atzeif Ha'ila. Atzayv olim, the tzaras eshesach, shalom loka mitzvah, she should be a tzaras eshesach. Mashma, that this Russia is saying that only this is a new erva, tzaras erva. Then we have a habamina, tzaras tzara, no more. Okay, I have to think through the, I'd rather tell you why something else bothers me. Also here on Daf Gimel Beis, maybe Avshim, this will help. And the Gemara on the bottom of the page, the Gemara Sakasha, that Azara Shamanu, namely we heard, and Azara from Erva and Tzara, Einish Minayim. What's the source for the Einish? What does Rashi say here? Einish Minayim, Im Yibim Erva Oitzarasa. This Rashi's a pillar. If Azara Shamanu says no mitzvah of Yibim, and automatically there's an Einish of Kores, what's the Gemara asking over here? The Pasha Barayis says Kores. What's Rashi saying here? Yibim erva tzarasa.
Clearly, erva there is not including eshesach because.
So, they're not including eshesach. Yeah, correct.
Why say tzarasa? They're both erva. They're the same. That erva means bito or one of the other ones.
Oh. So he, the Meiri, asked this kasha. He says the Gemara was only asking a kasha the gabe tzaras erva einesh minayim. Wow. Is that what Rashi says? The Rashi on Daf Gimel Beis. Einish Minayim, six lines from the bottom, up. I mean, Krisus is mentioned in the Pasha Barayas. But Tzaras Erva, Azhara Shamanu, there's no mitzvah Yibam. Isn't it Pasha that should be an Einish of Kares? Eishesach, shalom b'makom mitzvah. What's the Gemara asking? Yanish minayim. The Einish is written in the Pasha, Visa Eishesach. That's where it's written. But if you assume, Rav Shimon, that's what I'm trying to say. That Tzaras Erva, even after the Gzeas HaKosov, the Ptura Tzaras Erva, there's no Isur of Eishesach, shalom b'makom mitzvah. It's a Naab Tzanayi din Erva, a new halacha. So then the Gemara is asking, Azar Shamanu, Einish minayim. How do you know for this new Shem Erva that there's an Einish? You don't like that either.
I don't know if I don't
like that. Okay, I have to. The truth is, I went looking. I found another. Okay, you won't be happy with this side. There's a Gemara. Where's the Gemara? The Xerox, the Gemara. I was just trying to. I mean, there's. I'm just trying to show the two tzedadim here. I saw in the Sugya and Kedushin by Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baschorin. Let's say someone's Mekadish, Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baschorin. You could be Mekadish the Chatzi Baschorin. You can't be Mekadish the Chatzi Shivcha. And now someone else comes along after the A was Mekadish, Ruben was Mekadish, Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baschorin. And then Shimon comes along and is Mekadish her as well. So the Kedushin of both of them, the Chore is Chal. There's no Issa Chores. That's the question. It's totally on the sugya. Okay, I'm not sure that this is going to. I'm just trying to explain the other tzad, but I don't have. I have to figure it out myself a bit better to see where the other tzad is. Okay. All right. Anyway, I just wanted to add one more thing here. I have a lot more to add, but at least one more item in the next minute or two. I don't know if you saw. I know you didn't have a chance to read the Meiri over here. So it's But even maybe just one ha'ara on this place is here bothered me also. Eishes achim imo and I'm in the basement now. Rav Shimon, you learn all the teisim with them when you do, or they don't learn all the teisim. So this eishes achim imo, teisim here says he writes mashma hocha the eishes achim imo yesh ba kares the bechayv elab and sabatan the masis and the choletzes. Quotes the Mishnah in the second parak. Isur mitzvah v'isur kedusha. And so Tesis Medayek that since it says Eishes Ochim Me'imo Poteres from Ibn Chalitza, so Eishes Ochim Me'imo this Kares, that's what he quotes here from the Gemara Daf Chof. The Bachaybi Labin, the Tana holds the Choletzes. Isur Mitzvah v'Isur Kedusha, Choletz Lomis Yabemes. And then he writes to Behedya Tana B'Gemara, Ma'achos Ishtam Yuchedes, She Erba, V'chayor Azdein the Kares, what we just saw at Daf Gimel on Beis. So he asks the kasha from Teras Kohanim, which is mashma, that there is no kares. That's what Taisa asks over here. So again, if you look in the brisa that Gilam and Beis, I just didn't understand this fully. And this brisa we just read, the Gemara says here, Malachas Ishtum Yuchedeshi Erva, the Chayav and Alzdeinu Kares. So the Gemara actually, Taisa adds this because of the brisa over here that says, Malachas Ishtum Yuchedeshi Erva, Chayav and Alzdeinu Kares, because the Mishnah Dav Chof, that he quotes Taisis says a chayvei lavin chayletzes, but that's not muchrach. That eishes achim meimo yeshmo kares. You can't bring a raya from there. That's what he wants to show. That sugya that he quotes in Daf Chav, there's no raya that eishes achim meimo yeshmo kares. It could be dafka chayvei lavin that are not a raya of kurba, are not dome lachos ishto. That's why it doesn't patur mechalitza. But eishes achim meimo even without kares, I would say it patur mechalitza because it's an erva of kurba. There's some sort of consanguinity over here. And that's why it says, Tekashev, my Bryce and Dav Gimel. They see the Bryce Dav Gimel, even an Erev of Kurva, requires an Erev has a Chi of Kares, another Pater from Yibim Chalitza. And that's why it's, from the Mishnah, you see, Eshesach Me'imo, that is talking about Yeshbo Kares. Okay, I'll stop. I will be mine into this Chakira and see if I can be Mavarid a bit better. Say that. Shekach.
The kum from Shailas comes up all the time.
But
I don't know if I need it. It looks like it's Totseret Yehudi. I'm not sure if even do I even need it if it's made by Jews. It's a Jewish company.
How do you know it's made by Jews?
I don't know. I have no idea. It says there's a Shabbos switch on it and everything like that.
It could be in China. It's made.
Okay.
This is Tzomet is here.
His Tzomet is on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's Mushar. Could still be it was made in China.
That's right.
And I don't have the original box. It was my son, he got it, my daughter-in-law actually got it as a shower gift. So I don't think they have the box anymore. Some of them come with a sticker on it. Too much sugar, too much salt. This was need to taibel, don't need to taibel. This, the base, obviously, you don't have to taibel. That doesn't touch the food. I could dump this in the mikveh, but I may kill the... I could baruch tanamam can destroy it and rebuild it?
Yeah, but destroy it means you have to undo the functionality of the kli. It's not sufficient.
Well, he just screws this and takes it apart. It doesn't work anymore?
That you have to ask him. He would know. Okay. He does these things. Yeah, he's very clever, that fellow. He's a kablan. It doesn't say anything here.
Doesn't say where it was built.
Yeah.
You just dump it in the mikveh?
Yeah, but the people have also done it, and it became a kulko. Let it dry. No, you have to let it dry.
Obviously, the part that sticks into the wall, that doesn't need it, and that I can ruin. But this is the part.
Okay,
so you think it should require something. Either give it to Baruch Tenenbaum or just take my chances.
Yeah. You have to give it to him. He probably can do something with it, yeah.
But you see, you've done these, and they don't get ruined?
Yeah, thank you.
What's happening
with it again? I can tell you, just because we're about to move, there's construction on the front door, and it's in moving back, or it's in a bit to put. So the question is how people be in the house.
Thank you. Yeah, I should send this to Matt.
I meant to.